I draw your attention to the portion of Scripture we've read from this evening. The 32nd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th book of the Old Testament. The verse 7, Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father and he will show thee. Thy elders and they will tell thee. This is a day, of course, when the word remember is to the fore. The theme of remembrance is brought before us, and rightly so. And we recall the great sacrifices that were made by so many in order that we might have and enjoy the liberties which we now have. Many who went out to war never came back. They paid the ultimate sacrifice to overcome the enemy that beset us in every hand. We recognize the great sorrows that were experienced by loved ones who were left behind. Husbands who lost their lives in the conflict. Sons and daughters who were slain as they stood between us and the enemy. We ought never to forget the price that was paid to deliver us from under the heel of Hitler and the Nazis. And the poppy that we wear so proudly today is such a reminder to us of the tremendous debt that we owe to those who went over the top to defeat the oppressor. The rows of graves in the cemeteries of Europe are a reminder to us of the debt that we owe to such men and women of courage. The Scripture reminds us here, remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Many would exhort us to forget the past, but God's Word commands us to remember the days of old. To review the paths, to consider them and to reflect upon them. There are lessons to be learned from the past. Lessons to be learned for the present. And as we look to the future for our children and our children's children. Some things I want to underline to you briefly in this regard tonight. With the thought of remembrance. First of all, remember the days. And there were days of great darkness across our nation and across Europe and beyond as the forces of the Nazis gathered against us in a bid to take us over and to bring us under dictatorship. What darkness enveloped our nation at the time of two world wars. And this evil man, Hitler, marching forward with his armies in his bid to conquer. On every side and on every hand we had the darkening clouds. The horizon was gloomy as these evil forces advanced and sought to invade us. As the Germans came overhead, dropping their bombs on their targets in the cities and towns and villages of the land. It seemed as if our nation would never come out of the dark tunnel in which it found itself. It appeared that there was no light to dispel the terrible blackness of darkness and gloominess that's enshrouded us. It seemed as if the sun would never shine again in its brightness upon our nation. Oh, what days of darkness. Darkness for the young. Darkness for the middle-aged and darkness for the old. A darkness that could be felt by all of the people of our nation, rich and poor alike. Days of darkness. But day is also of great difficulty. Wartime was a time when there were many difficulties. Shortages of food. Everyone had to make sacrifices in that regard. People had to make do with very little. There were not the same varieties of food available as would be the case in normal times. In fact, sometimes when you go into a restaurant today and look at the menu, you're absolutely amazed with the amount of stuff that is available to you. And then I suddenly say, well, I'm on a gluten-free diet. And of course, that narrows it down to about one thing you can get. Great difficulties for families. The separation that the war brought with sons and daughters. Husbands involved in battle. The shortage of money. People hadn't much. War brings poverty. They had to try to make ends meet. And they got by with difficulty. Difficulties of the evacuations. People evacuated from their normal surroundings due to the bombings of the Germans. Difficulties of movement. People were not able to move around as freely as they would have done in peacetime. Days of death and destruction. The masses who died at the Somme in 1916. I was reading an article just recently concerning that particular battle, the Battle of the Somme. And of course, it was a horrendous battle. In fact, it was a battle that many, many Ulster people lost their lives in, among whom was my own grandfather, who went out to that battle and never returned, and lost his life the Battle of the Somme. More than 110,000 Irish men from across this island give their lives during the First World War. You can imagine the tremendous death and destruction there was. The masses who died as a result of Hitler's forces. The masses of Jews who died in Hitler's gas chambers. People waited for news of loved ones who were involved in battle, and then the dreaded news came. I remember my father telling me of my grandmother receiving the news that her husband was among those slain at the Somme. Devastating news. I never had the privilege of knowing my grandfather, but he gave his life, as did many others, in that horrendous battle. You think of the destruction of factories and homes, of whole streets, of neighborhoods, wiped out, whole families obliterated by the bombs that were dropped by the Nazis. Let us never forget those days. Days of death and destruction. Days also of dedication, the dedication to the task of defeating a common enemy by all people. Days of great discipline, the discipline of war, the discipline of our forces on the battlefield, on land, in air, and on the sea. The discipline of people left at home to mind the stuff and to stay by the stuff. God's word declares, remember the days of old. And of course, not only do we remember the days, but we remember the dangers. And many dangers were faced by the Allies as they had to go on their offensive against the Germans. In the Far East, there were many dangers as the Japanese had to be fought with all their evil intentions and their cruelties. The dangers of the weaponry of Hitler. Weapons on the ground, in the air, and in the sea. The danger of invasion. Hitler sought to come across the English Channel. And many there were who were convinced that he would come. And his forces would invade England. This was a real danger. And the forces on the sea and the air and the land had to face these dangers in a bid to combat this threat. And every avenue was explored by the enemy in their bid to realize the ambition of invasion. It would have been a major coup for Hitler. For his forces, it would have been a disaster for the Allies and for our nation as a whole. But with what commitment and courage, with what comradeship did our forces face these dangers? There was no shrinking from the task. But there was that holding forth and standing firm. No shirking of the responsibilities. They considered not their lives dear unto themselves, but they made the sacrifices in the defense and the preservation of our liberty. And we think even of the years of violence in our own country here in Ulster. And those that we have saluted tonight, their memory. Those who have stood between us and the enemy. With courage they faced the dangers of attack day and night that we might have some measure of safety and security. And even up to date, this very week in our country, we've laid to rest a man who on his way to work was slain down by evil men. A young woman out in Afghanistan, a corporal who gave her life in the defense of liberty. We remember all of this tonight. But we remember also the dangers in the spiritual conflict, because this is not merely a physical battle, but it is a spiritual conflict. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And today we have arisen in our midst an array of false teachers and false prophets. Those who have sold our heritage for a mess of ecumenical pottage. Those who have denied the faith, who have trodden underfoot the true gospel of Jesus Christ and the precious blood of the Lamb. Remember tonight our godly forefathers who paid a tremendous price to give to us the freedom of our Protestant heritage. The reformers who stood and who went to the stake. The saintly Covenanters who stained the heathers of Scotland with their blood for Christ's crown and covenant. And those who down the years in this land and beyond have upheld the liberties given to us in days of old. And men and women in this service tonight, these are the dangers that we are facing. Even to this present day and into the future, the enemies of the gospel, the establishment of those who oppose every vestige of biblical truth, we must with discipline and dedication stand for the cause of Christ, the crown rights of King Jesus, and the crown jewels of his glorious gospel, upholding the word of truth. Paul said to the Galatians, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. May God give us grace to stand fast and firm for the gospel of Christ. Remember the dangers. But then remember the deliverance. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. And we think back in history, we think of the deliverance from Hitler and the Nazis. There are so many turning points that we could cite in the war that would make us believe very firmly that God came to the help of the Allies. against this evil dictator. You think of the D-Day landings. We think of the turnaround at Pearl Harbor when all seemed lost. We think of the air control gained by the Allies over the Germans, which was a key thing in the winning of the war. And God brought about the deliverance of our nation from the clutches of Hitler. This evil man wielding his iron fist seemed to be all conquering, striking fear into the hearts of our people. Yet the Lord moved to bring him to defeat, to drive back his evil forces. Yes, we can look at the skill and the courage and the commitment of the Allies. We can say it was this that brought about our deliverance. But God is pleased to use human instruments to bring about these things, to turn them around, turning what seems certain defeat into glorious victory. And God worked on our behalf. The Lord moved in the situation. He brought victory from the jaws of defeat. And He brought about the defeat of Hitler. And He came to the help of our people. The Bible tells us in that wonderful Psalm, Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And God was the refuge of our nation. God works in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform. He plants His footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. What a day VE Day was, victory in Europe. What a day VJ Day was. The deliverance was complete. And so many times in the history of our nation, God has intervened. We think of the situation with the Spanish Armada poised to invade, and God brought down the mist to hinder their progress and to bring about their defeat. And we have seen in our province the enemy come in like a flood. And again, men and women, the Spirit of the Lord has raised up a standard against them. The forces of evil have been driven back. And as never before, I say to you tonight, the enemy are entrenched in our land and established in all the strategic positions. They are better trained and better equipped and better educated than ever before. The forces of ecumenism are to the fore. They occupy the places of influence. Antichrist religion is on the increase. The false gospelers are everywhere to be found. We need in our day the intervention of the God of heaven. We remember the days of old. We consider the years of many generations. And by such a consideration, we take courage. We are encouraged to fight, to stand firm, to fervently pray for God to move, for God to come and to visit us. In our day and generation, in a mighty and in a marvelous fashion, as He did in the days of old. In that wonderful Psalm, Psalm 85, the 85th Psalm, if you look at it, some verses there I leave with you tonight. The 85th Psalm, and look there at verse 1, and then down the Psalm at a couple of other verses. Psalm 85, Lord, Thou hast been favorable unto Thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. We can think of God's favor toward us. And then if you look at verses 5 to 7, Wilt Thou be angry with us forever? Wilt Thou draw out Thine anger to all generations? Wilt Thou not revive us again, that Thy people may rejoice in Thee? Show us Thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us Thy salvation. We need to plead with God again for His favor. We need to plead with God again for revival. We need to plead with God again for His mercy. that God would show mercy to us in our land once again, and God would intervene and rise up for the help of His people. Deliver us from all that is evil and sinful. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. But I say to you tonight that as we remember the days of old, we remember men and women who were God-fearing. We remembered men and women who had a love for His Word, a regard for the things of grace, many who knew Christ, many who were saved by His grace and washed in His blood. Let me ask you tonight, how do you stand in this meeting tonight? How is it with you as you review the past, as you recollect those days gone by, as you review days that have passed by into eternity? How is it with your soul tonight? Do you know Christ? Are you saved? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, you might be patriotic for your country. You might be a person that has a great regard for history and a great respect for all the sacrifices that have been made by so many in the past. And we all have that respect. But my friend, with respect to you tonight, it is not enough. You need a living, vital faith in Jesus Christ. You need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are saved tonight. That you are right with God. Not only for now, but for all of God's eternity. And you can know tonight by coming to Christ and being saved by His grace. And calling upon the name of the Lord. For the Bible says in His Word tonight, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you call upon God's name tonight, thank God you'll be saved. That ere you leave this church and go out into this night, you will have a saving interest in Christ. And know Him and trust Him as your Savior. Oh, may you do that tonight. What a remembrance night, what a remembrance day this would be for you. Not only remembering all that has been done by those who have given their lives, but remembering the greatest of all sacrifices, the sacrifice of Christ. The redemptive work on the cross, the shedding of His precious blood, all that Christ has done. It's only by trusting in that finished work tonight. The finished work of Calvary, the atoning blood of the Lamb, that you can be saved tonight for God's eternity. I trust you will be saved. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. May the Lord indelibly write upon our hearts the truth of His Word. Let us pray. Father, we pray that Thou wouldst bless Thy Word tonight in its simplicity. We thank Thee for the power of the Word. We pray that it will reach hearts tonight for the glory and honor of Thy name. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.